Hello, my friends, and welcome back to Movie Deputy Reviews. If you caught yesterday's program, you know that I am out on medical right now, just a temporary one, because I had jaw surgery yesterday, or oral surgery yesterday, surgery on my mouth. And so I'm recording these in advance so that I have some shows up. Sorry, I always got to remember to put my phone on silent. That was my bad on that. But I've been promising you this one for a while, and I actually missed seeing it in the theater. So I watched it at home a couple nights ago, and I'm bringing this to you. We are finally talking about The Strangers Chapter 3. Now, if you have been following The Strangers movies, they are about just a random couple that happens to go to this random town as they're taking a trip cross-country. And they are basically targeted because they're there, not because of who they are or what they are or anything like that. It's just about convenience. And along the way, we kind of get to see the story of the Scarecrow and the Dollface and these kind of everybody that's involved with this little small town. And you probably have an inkling, if you've been following the story so far, of who in this small town is involved and who is not. And in this one, you're going to find out. Don't worry, I'm not going to spoil it for you. But this one answers a lot of those questions. Now, this one is downright humorous at times. I mean, even to the point of, even if you're not into gore and you're not into the horror, there's just absurd stuff that you cannot help but laugh at in this one. And it just, I don't know, let's go over and start with the trailer. And of course, this one has a guilty rating, if you hadn't already guessed. Well, let's jump over to the trailer and then we'll talk about the movie some more. And of course, I will let you know the score as well. Let's jump right in. And the hotel where it's showing this right now is actually the hotel where it left right at the end of the second movie. So these movies go very much in sequence with one another. Please help. Dave, if you're wondering, what are the strangers? Is this a romance now? I mean, come on.
She'd come here to pray for her.
You killed her.
Everything I've ever cared about is gone. You took it from me.
I freed you. People are dying.
Is Cameron here?
They never killed our own before. After all these years, you're the only one that survived. Why?
Does there have to be a why?
When that why is revealed, it will definitely take you by surprise.
Please.
Kill her.
This came out the week before Valentine's, and so I think that was one of the reasons that they took the time to insert so much of the whole romance element and everything into that. This is the poster for it. Let me go ahead and share with you what I did to the podcast image. I changed it just a little bit, but not too severely on that. But back to the poster. Now, Maya is still Maya. We have seen her since the beginning, and she's like, "You've taken away everybody I've ever cared about." Well, that's true, yes and no, because as this goes on, she has a lot more in common with some of these killers than you might realize. And it gets really, really, I mean, if you thought the other ones were gory, there are some scenes in this that rival Saw. Quincy, stop it. Quinn, come here. Sorry, kitty cat being very distracting here. Come here, Quincy. Come here. There's a Quincy. Say hi. Say hi. You're like, what is this, mommy? Wanna get down? He was just being distracting, so I thought I'd grab him for a second. But yeah, there are some scenes in here that rival the gore level of Saw. Not even a little bit. I mean, like, majorly. And then it kind of takes you down a rabbit hole in a literal sense. Cannot talk at the moment. But it very much takes you down this whole rabbit hole of what is really going on. And it kind of explains what's been going on since the beginning. But it does so in such a goofy... Though the story is very much continued, we do get a conclusion to the story. We do have a survivor, but it's not who you might think. And how this ends, it very much feels like we're watching a romance through this it's like a romance, horror, comedy, parody almost of sorts as this is going through this. And you're just kind of left wondering, like, what am I watching? But yet you almost can't turn away. But at the same time, somebody was asking me about this, and I was trying to describe it to them for, like, the day after I watched this. My brain's, like, going, I had to refer back to my notes a lot. And ones like that, I could recall, like, some of the goofier parts of it and the more gorier parts of it. But story-wise... we get the conclusion. Like I said, we found out who the three people are. We found out who Tamara was and what the story behind that was. Here we get a little bit more of that and why the town has kept this secret for so long. That is also revealed in this one. So I do believe this is going to be the last of the chapters that we see on this. We get a lot more conclusion on this than we ever did in the original movie, though the story is drastically different. Score-wise, where am I coming in on The Strangers Chapter 3? I'm going to probably surprise a few of you with the score. Maybe in a good way, maybe in a bad way, but it is what it is. With The Strangers Chapter 3, I'm coming in at just a 4 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. It's watchable, but it's completely forgettable. It's so goofy and just so out of the character for the other movies. Even though we get that conclusion, we have the goriness, we have just the unrivaled psychosis of what's going on. I don't know, they just inserted so much goofiness and stuff into it that it just loses some of what makes these movies creepy. And don't get me wrong, this is creepy, don't get me wrong on that. But it just loses some of the je ne sais quoi of a little bit just because... it's trying to turn it into a romance. It's trying to turn it into a comedy. Or maybe it wasn't trying to turn it into a comedy, but it ended up there. So, if you're a fan of the Strangers movies and you have not seen this one yet, I would advise it. I mean, it does complete the story. But at the same time, come into it with a healthy amount of skepticism. And I think you'll be pleasantly surprised as long as you come into it knowing that it's not going to live up to necessarily the high expectations that you might have. Now, mind you, it's not the worst either, by far. It's not the worst, but it's definitely not what you expect. The poster here says, embrace your fears. And it's kind of like the whole Munchausen syndrome, Stockholm syndrome, where it's like the captor or whatever falls in love with their captor type thing. And yeah, this just really kind of goes down a slippery slope. I've used the term with a few other movies, but it's total gore porn. 100%. So, if you're having fun with reviews with this, like this, such as these, please go ahead and hit subscribe and turn on that notification button so you get the latest and the greatest Movie Deputy content. I'm going to have one more movie for you up tomorrow. It's one of the new ones that's coming out this weekend, so I'm hoping you're sitting tight for that one. I promise it's going to be worth it, so you definitely want to come back tomorrow. for that. I know I normally don't do Tuesdays and Thursdays episodes, but I've been trying to get caught up and with trying to continue this the Scream series. It's like I didn't want to put this one off another 2 weeks to bring it to you. So I wanted to kind of do it with that. But turn on those notifications. Make sure you hit that button. And I will be back soon with some more the fun and the adventurous movie deputy content that I promised. So until later, guys. Bye.